think I hear echoes from the glory shore. Hallelujah. 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 What a Savior. Who would look our way. Bless His holy name tonight. Blessed be His name. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Amen. 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 Book of Acts, chapter number 20. Say, does this type of atmosphere make you nervous? No. I enjoy this type. Book of Acts, chapter number 20. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 17. If you will and able, I ask you to stand for just a moment tonight. Read a portion of God's Word. We appreciate the invitation from Brother Steve. Appreciate he and Brother Jamie. Bible says in Acts 20, verse 17, and from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying and weight of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him into the ship. You may be seated tonight. Thank you for standing. Over the course of my life, I have heard many messages preached on the thought of after the heroes are gone. They have challenged my life, challenged my heart. They have encouraged me and helped me along the way. But you may have heard it, but I've never heard somebody preach on before the heroes are gone. And over the past couple of weeks, that's all that's been on my heart, is this thought, before the heroes are gone. I've been looking out and realized this past Lord's Day evening, Brother Rule Fox went home to be with the Lord. And he was a hero. And I'm grateful for men like that, who we can call our heroes tonight. And here in our text, Paul is on his third missionary journey. And he's from Miletus, calls the elders of the church at Ephesus. And he calls those elders to himself, and he has some things that he wants to say to those elders. But there's going to be some things the elders do for Paul and to Paul before they part ways one from each other. I'm preaching tonight on before the heroes are gone. There's some things that we need to pay attention to from this text that we need to apply and remember before the heroes are gone tonight. Tonight, there's a hero in your life, in the faith, in your walk with God that's been a blessing and a help and an encouragement unto you and your life. And you need to hear what the Word of God says about what needs to take place before the heroes are gone. First of all, tonight I want to say we need to retain the works and the words of the heroes that God has put in our life. In verse number 18, Paul begins with a summary of his ministry while he was at Ephesus. Amen. Paul was not about promoting himself, but he was about promoting the Lord and His goodness. He was about the Lord's work and God's guidance with the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. Paul's ministry in his life was about Christ, and he went about his work for God with humility. He went about his work with tenderness. His ministry was full. His ministry was unrestricted. His labor there at Ephesus was evangelical. And Paul's life before those at Ephesus was one that we could call authentic. It was one that was genuine. It was open before all. What you saw is what you got. Paul was a man of character. You see, tonight, reputation is what other men think about you and I, but character tonight is what God knows to be true about you and I. Now, I want to say tonight, we better be retaining the works and the words of the heroes God has put in our lives. I want to say this evening, according to the works of our heroes, true heroes of the faith tonight, will serve the Lord. The Bible says in verse 19 that Paul said, in all seasons I was serving the Lord with all humility of mind. The word serving, that was Paul's lifestyle. Serving was the habitual practice of Paul's life. He was a servant. He was a servant of the Most High God, the one who was serving another because he knew that he was the possession of the Lord. He was serving, look at this, serving the Lord. Serving the Lord who is sovereign. Serving the Lord who possesses absolute authority, absolute ownership, and absolute power in his life. Externally, Paul's service was to others, but internally, his motives and his spirit guided him to serve the Lord with all of his heart. He served the Lord not to promote himself. He did not serve the Lord to get a pat on the back. No, Paul served the Lord with all humility of mind. And Brother Tom Gillen preached wonderfully and conducted those services and messages on humility in a great way. But just to remind you, humility means to have an absence of arrogance. It means to live a modest life in lowliness. Paul did not flaunt himself. He didn't walk around strutting. But no, it is the idea of one insufficient, but at the same time recognizing the powerful sufficiency of God in their life. He served God. True heroes tonight will serve the Lord. But not only will heroes tonight serve the Lord, but I want you to recognize heroes will have struggles in their life. Paul said that he served the Lord with all humility of mind in 19, and it says, and with many tears. You know what? True heroes of the faith tonight are not people that walk through this life untouched and unaffected by what's going on in the world and what's going on in the church and what's going on in the community and what is going on in their family. True heroes tonight of the faith will have struggles in their life. And Paul ministered with many tears, pointing to the struggles of the ministry, the struggles of the church. You say, preacher, why did he have many tears? I'll tell you why. Paul had a burden for those who did not know the Lord.
Paul prayed and had a burden for Israel to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Paul was burdened and had many tears because he was burdened over believers who were immature in their work and in their life, and he desired that they would grow and that they would mature in their walk. Paul had a pastor's heart for the people. He was burdened over the threat, as we read later on in our text. He was burdened over the threat of false teachers. And we are living in a day of many false teachers and a lot of people who are teaching compromise in our day. And I thank God tonight for some heroes who have stayed with the truth, for some heroes that haven't walked away from the Word of God, but they've stayed in the book. They preached the Word of God. They studied out the Word of God, and they preached faithfully and declared what thus saith the Lord. And they did it with many tears. True heroes will have struggles in their life. Not only that, I want to say heroes tonight will stop at nothing when it comes to God's Word. Heroes will stop at nothing. I was listening to Brother Rule Fox this evening over in the study, and he was talking to preachers. And he said, preachers, he said, if you don't know the Word of God, he said, you can't preach the Word of God. And what he was saying, you need to read the Bible. And you need to study the Bible. And you don't just get up there and wing it. You don't just get up there and just throw out something. But no, you get in the Word of God. You read the Word of God. You study the Word of God. Why? So that you can give your people something out of the pulpit. Oh, tonight heroes will stop at nothing. The Bible says in verse 20 that he kept back nothing that was profitable unto them. That phrase kept back means that Paul was never or kept back. It means to be hesitant in doing something, or to avoid, or to be unwilling to utter something because of fear. No, Paul, he kept nothing back. He held nothing back, but he preached in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He didn't preach to tickle ears. He didn't preach to pat and to help and pat people on the back. He didn't give people what they wanted to hear. He preached what they needed to hear. And heroes will not apologize for preaching the Word of God tonight. And I thank God for some heroes of the faith tonight that have preached the Word of God. And I want to tell you, before the heroes are gone, you better be watching their works before they get out of here. There's some things worth following after tonight. Oh, Paul, he always brought a full meal to the table. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I go to eat, I go to eat. And you can tell that tonight. Hallelujah. I like when they bring the appetizers out. That just whets my appetite a little bit. I like when they bring that fresh bread on the table and I can open her up, put some butter in it. Amen. But then I like the main course of the meal, and I like to eat, and I like ketchup. Hallelujah. And I like when they bring out the dessert and feast on it, and don't get cheated when you eat. Paul always brought a full service meal to the table when he fed the Word of God to the people tonight. And we need to not hold back anything from the people. I want you to see in verse 20 that he taught them publicly and from house to house. Now that word taught in our text, it means that Paul was focused on content. That's what that means. And he was focused on content with the intent of discovering the truth. He wanted people to know the truth of the Word of God. Not only that, tonight I want to say, in the works of our heroes, they strive to share the gospel. Boy, aren't you glad for some heroes tonight that have shared the gospel? Aren't you glad tonight for somebody who preached the Word of God to you? Aren't you glad somebody got up and declared Jesus Christ unto you, Him crucified, buried, resurrected? Hallelujah. I'm glad for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful tonight for some heroes to strive to give the gospel. Verse 21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul did not care if you were a Jew. He did not care if you were a Greek. He was going to testify. Again, that's a present term. That's in the present tense. He continued continually exhorted earnestly and with authority in matters of extraordinary importance. You know what's important tonight? To share the gospel of repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, tonight we've gotten away from the gospel. We've gotten away from the truth of the Word of God. Our culture today is embracing many avenues of salvation and the way to heaven. But friend, I want to tell you what, Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven tonight. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by Him. Hallelujah tonight. We need to proclaim the gospel that Jesus saves. That's the works of our heroes. We better be paying attention while they're still here. You get around this camp meeting, you've heard the gospel. Oh, we've heard about Jesus for 2 weeks. Amen. Oh, don't take it for granted, the preaching that you have heard around this place. Hallelujah. That have magnify the name of our Lord. But I want you to see the words. Don't miss out on the words of our heroes this evening. Brother Rule Fox, some of his most famous words was, don't miss a good opportunity to keep your mouth shut. First time I heard that, we were in an associational meeting at Loudoun Baptist Church, in the old church. And he said that. My wife and I had not been married too long, and I looked at her when he said that, and I said, hallelujah, I like that. And guess what? We haven't forgot it yet. Amen. It'll stay with you. But you know tonight, heroes, they're good to give us words of encouragement. Amen. Amen. Look at verse 28. Paul's about to depart. Paul's about to leave. Paul is about to see these elders of Ephesus for the very last time. He's about to depart for them. But Paul's got some words of encouragement. And he says, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock. You say, what is he saying in verse 28? He's encouraging them to stay right with God. Amen. Heroes tonight that love you and care about you, they don't want you to go off and get into worldliness and the ungodliness, but they'll have a burden for you and they'll encourage you to stay right with God and to go with God and to walk with God and to keep doing what God wants you to do in your life. And thank God for the words of encouragement of our heroes tonight. He said, make sure you stay right with God first. But then he said, and to all the flock. That's a word to all of us preachers and pastors tonight. That we ought to have a burden for all of our flock, no matter if they're poor, no matter if they're rich, no matter if they hug your neck, no matter if they walk out the door and don't shake your hand and say, I did tell you they like the message. We ought to make sure and be involved in all the members of our local church and have a burden for them. It was words of encouragement. Listen tonight, heroes won't ask you to do things that they wouldn't do. Not only that, but heroes give us words of exhortation. He says, over the which in 28, the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. I want you to see in the exhortation, he's telling this, he's saying, be who God made you to be. Be yourself and don't worry about what everybody else thinks and how you need to do. He reminds the elders right here that it was the Holy Ghost who made them overseers. It was not man. It was not somebody's idea, but the good Holy Ghost of heaven, hallelujah, made them overseers. It was God who did the work in their life. And Paul reminded them it was the Holy Ghost who allowed them to do that and to feed the church of God. But don't miss it right here. Through the process of verse number 28, I want to say tonight that heroes remind us this thing is not about us, but it's all about Him. It's about a triune God. Look in the text tonight. He mentions the Holy Ghost. He mentions the church of God. And then he talks about being bought with a price, purchased with his own blood. Thank God that's Jesus, the Son of God. This thing's about him tonight. It's not about us. And that's what real heroes will do tonight. They'll point you to him. And they'll not take any of the credit. And they'll not take any of the pats on the back. But they'll give the honor and glory to the one it's due tonight. That's serving in humility. Oh, hallelujah, for the heroes tonight. Oh, they give us words of expectation. In verse number 35, he said, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. They give us words of expectation. And what he's saying here is Paul's telling them, hey, I didn't come in this thing to get rich. Amen. Every pastor ought to say amen right there. But he went in because he knew that that was what God wanted him to do. And he knew that it was more blessed to give than to receive, because that's what Jesus said. Now I want to tell you what, the ministry is not about getting, but it's about giving tonight. And that's one thing that I love about coming here, because it's about giving tonight. Amen. He talked about how to support the weak and to be a help unto others. I'm glad in a meeting where we're trying to give funds to support the meeting, I'm glad that there's a moderator that will take up love offerings for other works within the camp. Amen. Words of expectation. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And I just want to inform you and remind you tonight, you can't outgive God this evening. Not only that, I want to say this. Heroes give us words of elevation. Elevation. Verse 32, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. What he's saying there, right there, he's lifting them up. He said, I'm commending you to God and the word of his grace. He's you. He is here. He's the one who can build you up. And he's the one who has given you an inheritance in your life. It is a word of elevation. He's commending them to God. And then it further down in verse number 36, he takes them to the Lord in prayer. It says, when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. I want to tell you what, I thank God for the heroes tonight who have got down on their knees and they have prayed unto their Heavenly Father and my Heavenly Father on my behalf. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for heroes tonight that have prayed for me and labored hard in prayer on my behalf, even when I didn't even know it. And I thank God today for every call and every text and every message of people that have been praying for me. Means the world to me. And I thank God for the prayers of the heroes of the faith tonight. But you know what? I want you to see this. Paul was their hero, and they didn't miss a good opportunity to pray with their hero. Can I just say this tonight? Before the heroes are gone, you better not miss out on your chance to worship with them. And you better not miss out on your opportunity to pray with them. And you better not miss out on these times together to worship God and honor him. I want to tell you what, I missed that cane tonight. I know we wouldn't bring him back for nothing, but I missed the cane. I missed Brother Rule. I missed Brother Ned. I missed those that aren't here tonight. Before they're gone, you better embrace them. You better embrace them. I got to move on. Let me say this right here. In verse number 37, I want to say not only retain their words, but you better have respect for the heroes that God has placed and used in your life. It says, and they all wept sore. It touched their hearts. Paul was about to leave, and it touched and gripped their hearts, and they fell over him, and their hearts, they wept sorely because Paul was about to leave. Why were they doing that? Because they loved him, they appreciated him, they respected him, and there's a great weeping that is done out loud. But not only do they weep sore, but it says they fell. They fell on Paul's neck. They got down there with him. Amen. And Brother Dana, they did something. They kissed him. Brother Dana, if you weren't here the other morning, it's the same word, kataphileo. It's the same word. When the prodigal came home, Over and over and over. You know what these men did when they fell down on the neck of Paul? It's the same word. They kissed him on his neck. That's a Middle Eastern custom out there. And they fell on his neck and they just kissed him over and over and over on his neck. They loved him and they didn't want to see him go. And they wanted to enjoy and embrace him one more time before he left. I want to say something right here. We live in the day, and this is my generation. My generation is a spoiled, rotten generation. And we're bringing up the generation of entitled. I want to say something tonight to my generation and the generation coming up. Wake up! You better learn to respect. You better learn to respect some of these heroes. We just expect the handouts when these heroes have beat back the briars and the patches. Hallelujah tonight for some heroes tonight in the faith. Oh, God help us. I don't want to miss out on the heroes tonight before they're gone. They love Paul. They appreciated him. It got an emotional response. I know this, but I want to tell you what, as Brother Stacy Lane said, Paul was their donkey who brought God to them and preached to them the Word of God and give them Jesus in their life. I want to tell you, this camp meeting's a drawing to an end. Hey, I don't know if I'll be here next year. I don't know if you will. None of us are guaranteed. And if the Lord doesn't come, I want to tell you what, you better learn to respect your heroes tonight, and you ought to enjoy worshiping with them, and you ought to go and hug their neck one more time, and you ought to tell them, thank you for preaching the Word of God unto my heart. Thank you for helping my family and preaching to me and teaching me and doing for me in my life. But I want to say, there's not only preachers here tonight, but I thank God for some good mamas and daddies, amen, who brought us up in the Word of God and around the things of God. I thank God for some grandmas and grandpas tonight that are here with the grandyoungins and great grandyoungins tonight, getting them around the presence of God. Thank God for Sunday school teachers who taught us the Word of God when we were little tonight. Amen. I say hallelujah for the prayer warriors and the deacons that have served God, workers of the church, godly role models, music teachers. Thank you, Miss Shelby, for teaching my boys. But all more than that, thank you, Miss Shelby, for praying. Oh, thank you, Miss Shelby, for praying. Oh, she's a hero tonight. Woo! She's a hero. And she's still here. Amen. When my wife was young, if you'd have stood with Brother Steve and Miss Amy and all them, and she would have introduced the family, she would have never said, this is Steve Dagenhart's sister. She would have introduced the family as, this is Amy Johnson's brother. Yeah. You say, why would she do that? Because she was my wife's first grade teacher. And my wife's a first grade teacher now. You say, why? She was a hero. Because every day when she left school, Miss Amy would wrap her up and say, I love you. And every time Miss Amy sends a card to anybody, on the back of that card, she'll write, God loves you, with a big old smiley face. Thank God for some heroes tonight. You better respect them. Thank you, Miss Amy. I just want to say this. You better remember the heroes God is blessed you with in your life. They gonna get toward the end of the journey. Brother Larry Winkler mentioned something the other night. Broke my heart. He talked about that 94, 95 year old preacher and said people think I must already be dead. That broke my heart sitting over there. I don't want to forget the heroes tonight. 10 years ago, a man of God stood right here and preached about needing a fence post, about being established and set up. And he preached right here in the power of God, and this place come undone and shouting and running and people in the altar. But God parked me back there, and he spoke to my heart. And he said, that's going to be you, son. Preacher Lockie was a preacher that night. And now I want to be his fence post. But I want you to see this. In the end, they accompanied him to the ship. I just want to demonstrate. Come here, preacher. I'm glad Brother Steve's still here, aren't you? I'm glad he's still with us tonight. There could come a day. There will come a day if the Lord doesn't come. He's going to start heading toward the ship. And you know what they did? The Bible says they accompanied him to the ship. Do you just imagine what they said to him? They had to get in all them last words. Might have went something like this, Brother Steve. I'm so glad you come to my church and come in Georgia, 1996.
Amen.
And you preach God's looking for a man. I remember the day I preached and I just did awful there in Georgia. You come to me after and you said, let's go get some books. I remember that. But you did it in goodness. I remember that night in the mall in Hickory. I remember that night in Hickory when my dad was diagnosed with cancer. And we were broken and so sad. And I remember in the middle of that Hickory Mall in front of everybody on a Friday night, you called out on God's name in the middle of the mall. Thank you for doing that for me, preacher. Oh, preacher, thank you for every time you opened up your pulpit for me and helped me cut my teeth. Thank you for every time you've driven and given me wisdom right down the road late at night. I thank you for loving us, for taking care of us, for giving us a house to live when we didn't have nowhere to live. And I love you for it, but I thank you for serving the Lord and honoring him, being good. I love you. Oh, tonight we better not forsake the heroes. We better accompany them to the ship. Amen. I don't know what you need to do right now, but I know what I got to do.